Hey y'all, welcome to the very last episode of 2021. Can you believe it? I know. Well, today we're going to talk about the most cliche topic ever, New Year's resolutions. And I'm really just going to talk through what I think the most important, most beneficial, most worth your while resolution is. And why? So you can grab your Bible. Yeah, grab your Bible. Grab a little notebook or wherever it is that you're writing down your New Year's resolution, maybe your journal or your planner. And if you don't have a planner, maybe you're gonna win one. And let's dig in.
Listening to Her Renewed Strength, the podcast, a place where you, my sisters in Christ, are encouraged to walk by faith and equipped to live well, steward well, and set your minds on eternity. I'm your host, Erica Diaz Castro, your Jesus-loving Puerto Rican life coach. If you're tired of living a life burdened by anxiety, burnout, or overwhelm, if you're ready to do more of what you love, create more space for the things and people that matter most, and better steward the gifts and resources God graced you with, if you want coaching, encouragement, fellowship, and just a friend to help you shift your perspective from the temporal to the eternal, you're in the right place. Grab a coffee, journal, and a pen. Let's invite the Holy Spirit to the party, and let's dig into today's episode.
So I want to do a little exercise with you, and this is going to be kind of like a little coaching exercise first, all right? I want you to first take your pen and draw a line right down the middle of your paper. On the left side, you're going to write down what your top two resolutions are if you've already come to them. Go ahead and do that. You can press pause. And then on the right side, you're going to write a number one and you're going to write a number two. So on the left, your top two resolutions, if you have them already, a number on the right, you're going to just put number one, number two. Nothing written just yet. Now, think about what your resolutions are, why you've chosen them, why you think they're important, and what is really required for you to actually accomplish those things. Now, on number one and number two on the right side, what's the number one thing that would lead to your resolutions sticking? And number two, what's the number one thing that's going to hold you back? Now, I want you to consider a couple of things. The first, did you pray about these resolutions? I hope you did. And number two, do they bring you closer to the Lord? Are they really encouraging you to walk with the Lord? Or do they put you a little further from the Lord? Do these things require that you would put more time into things that are, you know, not really rooted in your relationship with the Lord? Okay. No judgment. Just think about it. Now, a lot of what I do really breaks the bigger thing down to tiny little things. And the tiny little things end up not being so different than other people's tiny little things. The reason is because bigger goals ultimately break down to habits, priorities, and exercising discipline. I've talked about some of this in the past, especially the discipline piece, but what I want to consider in addition to those building blocks are the desires and all the things you're considering, you know, the actual goals, the plans that you have once you accomplish them, and, you know, all the ways that you are strategizing to accomplish those things. Again, what does it require in your pursuit of those things, and what and who are you actually relying on? So I'll repeat that for you just because I want you to sit with this for a little while. And I do encourage you to press pause. And before you continue with this, maybe think about these things, even if you're just driving in your car or doing something, maybe you're washing dishes or laundry or whatever it is. Of course, we know the building blocks of any accomplishment break down into habits, priorities, the exercising of discipline. But when you think about your desires and all the things that you are considering in your New Year resolutions, you know, those goals, the plans, and the strategies to make it happen, what is required? And in your pursuit of those things, what and who are you relying on? Is it mentorship? Is it finances? Is it support from other people? Is it yourself? Okay. Now, as a Christian, you're definitely going to be, well, I'm not going to say definitely, but hopefully, you know, you're thinking about what your Christian walk looks like. And I'm praying that you would consider that when you're selecting your New Year resolution. Okay. But there's always going to be things grabbing at your attention, things really fighting for your time and your energy and your focus, things that are tempting you to not spend more time with the Lord. Those things might tempt you to maybe even see the Lord differently than he actually is, okay? And when that temptation, because it will come, comes, how equipped are you to battle that, to stand firmly on a foundation rooted in biblical truth? How equipped are you to, in a moment of angst or overwhelm or burnout, or maybe in a longer season of those experiences, how equipped are you to navigate that in a way that produces a deeper trust in the Lord, a deeper walk in your faith, and of course allows you to use that for, you know, opportunities to minister to our other sisters and brothers in Christ, and, you know, allowing the Lord to really be able to use you. So I could say that wellness-related goals are the number one goals, especially since I just released Your Pursuit of Fitness. But what's more important is your pursuit of the Lord, okay? So as a Christian, knowing that regardless of what you try to pursue, you're going to go through hard times. As a Christian, knowing that whatever goal you set and whatever resolution you land on, you're going to face challenges. Knowing that as a Christian, whether you set goals or not, life happens. My recommendation is to set a New Year's resolution to really know God more, to seek Him in all you do, and to serve Him with all you have. And my professional opinion as a Christian life coach is that that will only happen if and when you prioritize and build the habit and spiritual discipline of spending and truly investing more time in the Word.
Okay, quick break. Here is a short message from our sponsor / podcast producer. Have you been dreaming of launching your own podcast, but you don't know how and where to start? It's too much. It's overwhelming. Trust me, I get it. Let Jor's Joy Podcast Production and Management Services help you effortlessly launch, syndicate, and grow your podcast. Message Jor's Joy at facebook.com/ Jor's Joy. And guess what? The link is in the show notes. All right, back to the show.
I want to share this verse with you. This is Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. And just a little bit of context around this verse. This is when Jesus was being tempted by the devil. Now, Jesus, being God, fully man and fully God, knows who the devil is, all right? Sometimes we are not as aware that we are being tempted by the enemy. Sometimes we don't even know we're being tempted. But Jesus, being fully man and fully God, knew. And so, you know, the devil is talking to him, and Jesus is hungry. Jesus has been fasting. He's tired. And The devil says to Jesus, I'm actually going to open up my Bible and read a couple verses before that to you. He says, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Right? So Jesus, obviously having been fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. So the devil says to him, if you're the Son of God, if, he knew he was, but he said, if, tell these stones to become bread. And Jesus answered, this is verse 4, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Sisters, God reveals himself to us. He speaks to us through his word. And as much as I appreciate the feedback I've gotten from many of you sharing that this is like your Bible study, this podcast has served in a way to minister to you, or in many ways has been kind of like your dose of scripture, my prayer is truly that you would spend more time, invest more time in God's word outside of hearing from me, and that you would have an appetite for that, that you would have a hunger for that, that your hunger would not be so much for the physical nourishment, but really for the spiritual nourishment. And that's what Jesus is saying. Like, I don't need bread when I know I have God's truth feeding me, right? He said, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. And I was having a lot of conversations recently with people who don't believe the Bible to be true. And part of that unbelief is rooted in distrust, not so much of God, but of man. So I wonder if the resistance you might have, not saying that you have it, but the resistance you might have to get into the word is rooted in a distrust. And so if that is the case, then setting out to know him more will help you to trust him more. Now, if the problem that you face is that you don't have enough time in the day to get in the word more, then I wonder if you could get a little more creative in how you receive the word. Sometimes, you know, your life will not really allow, the setup of your day will not really allow for you to sit down and read a Bible that you open in your hands. Maybe it requires that you're a little more creative. Maybe you open up your Bible app, that YouVersion app that's free on all the smartphones, that you would open that up and that maybe you start a plan, one of those Bible plans, Bible reading plans, and that you would hit one of the translations that actually reads to you, and you could do that in the morning and maybe meditate on scripture for a while you're driving or while you're doing things to get ready for your busy day, right? And then in all you're doing, you're at the same time seeking him, right? And you can really meditate on his word and be fed first thing in the morning. How about that? Some scripture for breakfast, right? And if that isn't the case, if time is not the hindrance in terms of, you know, what's keeping you from getting into the word on a daily basis, then I wonder if it's simply that you might be distracted, that you're using your resources for different things, your energy and your focus. And so if that's the case, I pray that you would turn to the Lord and ask him to help you to sift through that, to be empowered and encouraged to redirect your focus and to offer that energy to the Lord so that he can multiply that and he can bless that. So I kind of want to just wrap up by making it really simple. Should you set a New Year's resolution? I think so. And if you're listening and if any of this resonated with you, I think maybe it's time to set the resolution to spend more time with the Lord in His Word. And I'll kind of recap just those few things, you know, set out to know Him more, seek Him in all you do and serve Him with all you have. Because when you know Him, you can trust Him. And when you trust Him, you want to be with Him and you want to turn to Him. And when you are tempted, you know, having meditated on His Word and maybe using the tactic I gave you in the last episode, singing scripture, maybe scripture will come to mind when you are tempted to turn your gaze from the Lord and focus more on your circumstances. I'll end with a quick verse from John. It's literally right smack in the beginning. This is the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him, all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. I am so grateful for you. I really pray for your individual walks with the Lord. I pray that you would want to spend more time with Him and that you would just have this really deep hunger, that you would feast on His Word and that it wouldn't stop after 21 days. I pray that it would continue, not just past January, not just past February, but beyond March and April and May, that in June, July, and August, when everyone is going on vacation, that you're still in the Word daily. That even when you have to do so many things, you're still finding a way, because you can't operate without having been fed spiritually. You can't move through life in a world that wants to tear you apart without having been empowered and given the sustenance you need to navigate each day, to be who God is calling you to be and who He is leading you to serve, how He is leading you to serve. I pray that in September, in October, November, and December of next year, you look back at this 2022 that will inevitably bring challenges and will inevitably test you and will inevitably bring temptations of all sorts, that you would look back and that you wouldn't feel shame, that you wouldn't feel guilt, that you would look back and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for helping me, for meeting me where I was, and for keeping me going. And I pray that the Lord would just move through you and work through you so beautifully, like I know He does. And I pray that He would use you and that you would surrender to His will and that you would have truly the best year, not because it's not going to be filled with any hardships, but because when those hardships come, you are so rock solid. You are just filled with joy and peace, that the fruit of the Spirit is so, so evident in your life that others would think, I wonder what she's doing. And I pray that you would respond to those inquiries with an encouragement for those people to know the Lord. I love you. Have a fantastic Christmas and a really wonderful start to the new year. God bless you.
Hey, sister girl, if you love today's episode, the best way you can show love and support is to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts. This helps other Christian women who want that same support and valuable content actually find the show. Oh, and if you're ready for more and you want to learn about free group Bible study, upcoming events, free courses, and other services, head to herrenewedstrength.com and subscribe to the weekly newsletter to become an insider. You'll get my weekly top 5, extra tips, and bonuses. I'll see you on the inside.